Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to the Drop the Needle podcast, your backstage pass to the corporate jungle. I'm your host, Jim Allstott, and here, industry titans step up to the mic, sharing their epic journeys. We're hitting the high notes and the low notes of their careers, creating a symphony of success. This isn't just another interview show. It's where truth bombs are dropped and secrets are revealed. So grab your conductor's baton, because who knows, this just might help you compose the next huge hit of your career. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Drop the Needle podcast. Welcome to the jungle. It's time to celebrate good times. Come on. Oh, yeah. I should say, welcome to the very first Drop the Needle podcast. As a matter of fact, I am your host, Jim Allstott, and thank you so much for joining me today. I am beyond excited to have you all here to join me on this fantastic adventure. I would also like to welcome to the launch party, the viewing party, my Costa Rica Imaloa Institute friends and the Roar community. Thank you so much for being part of the Drop the Needle podcast posse. I am so happy you're here. It's amazing. It's like walking on sunshine when you guys are around here supporting me. I truly, truly appreciate you. Well, for everyone else, welcome. Welcome. Come on in. Come aboard. We're expecting you. Yeah, that's great. Julie Smith, your lovely and talented cruise director here. That's awesome. It just shows you I'm old. No, I'm just kidding. I'm looking more like Captain Stubing, I suppose, than Julie Smith. Whatever, get off of this. So I guess, like any great cruise ship greeting, I invite you to go ahead, grab your favorite drink, and put your feet up. Okay, get comfortable and get ready to launch. And speaking of launch, I'm launching this show and this podcast because I absolutely 100% believe in the power of positive business leadership. I also believe that every person should have the tools that they need for reducing stress at work as well as home. And I also believe that music is the common thread in key moments of our lives. And if you think about it, just for a moment, we all have our own soundtracks or our own playlists or mixtapes of our lives, right? So I'm really excited about that piece as well. So first things first, let me go ahead and fill you in on what the podcast is all about. The Drop the Needle podcast is a weekly format. So it'll be anywhere from 30 minutes to 60 minutes in duration. And the podcast itself is built on four different pillars. And the four pillars are as follows. Pillar number one is we're really going to dive into the world of business, right? We're going to bring in CEOs, executives across a wide range of industries, and we're going to dig into some topics that might be causing them some sort of stress. And Now, this could also be causing you in your business some stress as well. So you might get some good pointers, some good tips on this. And that could be leadership, for example. It could be company culture. It could be employee engagement, holding on to those employees, as well as their high notes and their low notes of successes, right? Because that's really what it's all about, sharing the secrets of their success. I want to know, don't you? So that's pillar number one. And pillar number two is really going to cover the tools for improving your mindset or mindset transformation, as well as healthcare and health and care, I guess is how I should say it. Healthcare/health and care. For the mindset piece, it may be how to go about stopping self-sabotage once and for all. It also includes modalities for self-improvement, self-care, self-love. The healthcare/health and care piece will cover physical wellness, mental wellness, or mental health. We'll have some really big hitters on this show in this section, some doctors, some healthcare professionals, mental health care professionals. And it boils down to this. I want people in here as guests that can help you in those areas, in these areas, because I truly believe that your well-being, your physical and mental health is a top priority, and I hope you do too. Pillar number three is where we're going to shine the light on small business owners. And these people are the unsung heroes of our economy. And these folks are truly the backbone of our economy and our communities. And what we're going to do is we're going to celebrate their triumphs. We're going to talk about their challenges and really everything in between, because I can guarantee you that if you go to open a business, there's a lot more to it than you might think. And as a matter of fact, one of the guests we'll talk to thought he was ready to open his business, roll everything out. But he had another thing coming, especially after meeting with the city council. So this pillar, this section, and these types of shows should be extremely useful and beneficial for those of you that are small business owners or starting to do the research on becoming a small business owner. Pillar number four. Now, the final piece, the piece that I believe that ties everything together with a nice little bow, is music. And music has been such a big piece of my life. And I know I'm not alone in that. And music is not only a thread, but I believe people look to music to assist them in their times of trouble, when they're at a crossroads. And they look to music when they need to lean on something, right? They need something to lean on. And a great recent example of that is Jelly Roll's Somebody Save Me. There are so many people that after his concerts come up to him and tell him how much their song meant to them, and that for some of them, it made the difference of them holding on one more day and getting the help that they needed. And, you know, talk about life or death. And it doesn't always have to be that much. It could be fun. It could be energy. It could be so many things. For me, it's, I love for an energetic song, Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. It's a great song. There's so many out there. You know, I'd be here for 3 days talking about music because I absolutely, absolutely love it. Now, as far as our guests are concerned, let me tell you, they are nothing short of amazing. And I'm super psyched about our first guest, which will be for episode two. We're going to have the CEO of an alternative beverage company called Pause Sparkling Water. And what Pause does is Pause makes beverages, sparkling flavored beverages with CBD in them. With CBD in them. Now, I'm not talking about, it's not a chemical that's going to get you intoxicated or have hallucinations or anything, but CBD CBD has so many benefits to it. And I'm no doctor or anything like that, but I can tell you that some of the things that are touted are inflammation. It helps with inflammation. It helps with sleep. It helps with nervousness. It helps, you know, anxiety, that sort of thing. There's so many benefits to CBD. As a matter of fact, somebody once told me that it was like the Tin Man in the Wizard of Oz, and he can't talk. Wild turn. And they started to, you know, put the oil in the joints and stuff like that, and just started to get to the point where he's able to move and dance around, and you know how that goes. So, and we don't miss a beat. I'm going to the second guest, and we don't miss a beat with the second guest. Let me tell you, she is an absolute powerhouse. She's just a fantastic person, and I absolutely love her to death. She's one of the top trainers in the area and coaches, and talk about a wealth of talent. She is a songwriter. She is a singer. She is a musician, and she's coming to us from the heart of Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. She's just amazing. Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, Nash Vegas. Yeah, well, I'm about done after the Nash Vegas, and that probably was uncalled for. I don't know. But anyway, I only know two names for Nashville and Nash Vegas and Music City. And I think they would prefer Music City for the most part. But anyway, you're not going to want to miss that episode. And for being a guest each week, when you sign up for our newsletter, we're going to send you a toolkit that will provide you with some incredibly useful tools to reduce stress, improve concentration, improve communication, and with every episode, you'll also receive a link to the playlist from that episode. Well, folks, it looks like it's time to cue the music because our time together is coming to an end. But fear not. Fear not, because we'll be back before you know it. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the Drop the Needle podcast to stay up to date on our latest episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I hope you really enjoyed the very first episode of the Drop the Needle podcast. And like Billy Joel says, one of my favorite artists, like Billy Joel says, from the highs to the lows to the end of the show, this is the end of our show. And until next time, this is Jim Allstott wishing you infinite health, happiness, and the perfect playlist for your life. Thank you again for being the best part of us. Catch you next time.